doesn't stop just at the 100, 200 and 400. We have amazing girls in the 800 metres. It's carrying the whole way through, and I think that's something that's really important to note.
For the best Olympics coverage, subscribe to the OTB Highlights podcast feed on the OTB Sports app now.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
A very good morning with your OTB Brief, a bite-sized roundup of this morning's sports headlines. I'm Will O'Callaghan. This morning's Lions team announcement is set to bring disappointment for Conor Murray. Scotland scrum half Ali Price has reportedly been preferred ahead of the Munster man for Saturday's first test against the Springboks. Robbie Henshaw, Tadhg Furlong and Jack Conan are all set to start, with Murray, Ian Henderson and Tadhg Byrne on the bench. Owen Farrell must content himself with a place among the replacements, with Dan Biggar preferred at out half. All three tests will now be played in Cape Town due to fears of rising COVID cases in Johannesburg. The box captain, Sia Khaleesi, has recovered from coronavirus and will start in their back row in Saturday's first test. Lions assistant coach Neil Jenkins admits they agonised over selection.
Yeah, it was tough, I'm not going to lie. There's some quality in this squad and the guys who are going to be playing, I think, are going to be very thankful. The guys who are missing out are going to be very unlucky, whichever way you look at it. So, it's very tough. It's not easy. Probably, as Gat said, one of the toughest selections that we've had since we've been involved. But that's a positive as far as I'm concerned. Everyone's putting their hand up. Everyone's playing well. And, it's very difficult sometimes to choose someone over another. But, it's just, as Gat said, it's an opinion of a couple of coaches.
Celtic had Nir Bitton sent off last night as they drew 1-1 with Danish side Midtjylland in the first leg of their Champions League qualifier. Recent signing Lille Abada got the goal for the hosts. Hoops boss Ange Postecoglou feels his team did well overall in what was his first competitive match in charge.
I think there was plenty of positives tonight for people to look for little things that potentially didn't go right. I thought it was a decent strike. We limited them to a couple of shots on goal with a really, brand new back four. Midfield worked their socks off. The amount of running the Sorrow and Cal and Ryan Christie was just unbelievable. So there's nothing that I'm disappointed in tonight. I'm frustrated with the result because the players didn't get the rewards that I thought they deserved. As I said, just in age alone, you look at the kind of lineup we had tonight. It was a very, very young squad, very inexperienced squad, and having the crowd behind them makes an enormous difference. So I hope they left tonight with a little bit more optimism about where we're headed. I did, yeah, brilliant. I mean, it was a special night for me because to walk out of the tunnel as a Celtic manager in a Champions League game, and the sort of response I got from the fans, very special, will remain with me. I mean, I guess that's why I love the game. Talked about finances. Last thing on my mind when you get a response like that from people who love this football club, that's what motivates me.
Bohemians confirmed last night that 8,000 fans will be able to attend next week's Conference League second leg with Dudelange at the Aviva. It's an increase on the 6,000 that were at last week's 3-0 win against Stjarnan at the Lansdowne Road venue. Tickets will initially be going on sale to club members and season ticket holders this afternoon before going on general sale tomorrow. Dundalk head coach Vinnie Perth has ruled himself out of the running to become Northern Ireland under-21 manager. He had been heavily linked with the vacancy, but insists he has no intentions of walking away from his current role at Oriel Park. Former Government Minister Dermot Ahern has been appointed chair of the FAI's National Leagues Committee. That committee oversees both the SSE Airtricity League and the SSE Airtricity Women's National League. Another Tipperary hurling side let slip a half-time advantage last night. Leading by 6 at the break, Tipperary lost out by 3 goals and 20 points to 2-17 to Cork in the semi-finals of the Munster Under-20 Hurling Championship. Cork, the reigning All-Ireland champions, will now face Limerick next Wednesday. Meanwhile, Galway will play Dublin in the Leinster Under-20 Hurling decider. Galway survived a Kilkenny fight back to win by 118-113 in their semi-final in Tullamore last night, while Dublin got the better of Offaly in Parnell Park, winning on a scoreline of 215-115. Tonight it's semi-finals night in the Electric Ireland Leinster Minor Hurling Championship. Kilkenny will play Offaly at Nolan Park, while Wexford Park is the venue for the meeting of Dublin and Wexford. Mayo take on Roscommon tonight in the final of the Connacht Under-20 Football Championship. There's a 7:30 start in Castlebar. In the quarterfinals of the Electric Ireland Munster Minor Football Championship, Waterford will play against Cork and Tipperary go up against Limerick. The International Olympic Committee president says he had sleepless nights about planning the games, but postponing the event was always the preferred option to cancelling. Tokyo 2020 is due to begin today after being put back from last year due to the coronavirus pandemic. Thomas Bach says calling off the games would have been the easy option.
We could have drawn on the insurance that we had at the time and moved on to Paris 2024. But in fact, cancellation was never an option for us. The IOC never abandons the athletes.
And the world heavyweight boxing champion Anthony Joshua's next title fight has been confirmed. He'll defend his WBA, IBF and WBO belts against Ukraine's Oleksandr Usyk at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium on the 25th of September. Joshua was due to take on fellow champion Tyson Fury in a unification bout before talks broke down. A reminder that OTBAM is live on Off the Ball social channels from 7:30, and I'll be back with your OTB brief tomorrow morning.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.